Friday, June 20th, 2008. U.S. arms decision made last Christmas. Already policy. Washington sources said that the recent requests by the Chinese Nationalist Party government to delay arms sales simply reaffirmed the U.S. position. The decision by U.S. President George W. Bush's administration to delay the processing of $12 billion U.S. dollars in arms sales to Taiwan dates back at least to last Christmas, and recent requests by the Chinese Nationalist Party KMT government of President Ma Ying-jeou to further delay the process simply reaffirmed U.S. policy, but did not initiate it, sources in Washington say. The story was broken by Defense News on June 9th, but observers said Washington's decision was more complex and long-standing than recent news reports indicate. But as more details of the situation emerge, the sources warn the implications could be just as harmful for Taiwan's defense. The impetus for the delay, many feel, has been the Bush administration's craving to curry favor with China for help with a number of foreign policy issues, notably in North Korea, Iraq, and Darfur, and the plan by Bush to attend the opening of the Olympic Games in Beijing in August. At the same time, with the U.S. presidential election approaching, the feeling has grown that actions that could potentially inflame U.S.-China tensions, such as arms sales, are better left to the new U.S. administration that will occupy the White House come January. The most recent word in Washington has been that the decision to freeze the arms sales came as a result of a meeting between Ma and a State Department member of the U.S. delegation to Ma's inauguration and another meeting late last month between National Security Council Secretary General Su Qi and Frank Januzzi, a visiting foreign policy aide to the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Joseph Biden. Ma and Su reportedly both told the Americans that while the KMT is not opposed to the arms sales, this was a bad time for them to advance through the Pentagon and the congressional approval process. When the message came back from Taipei, that was used at the State Department by Assistant Secretary of State for East Asia, Christopher Hill, and Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice as a perfectly good reason not to move forward on this, said John Tkachik, a strongly pro-Taiwan academic at the Heritage Foundation. Su Qi said this was his personal opinion, but the personal opinion of the Secretary General of the National Security Council in Taiwan counts. Tkachik told reporters on Wednesday, conceding that his information was second-hand. Januzzi was not in his Senate office on Wednesday and was not available for comment. Supporters of the arms sales warned that any delay could end up killing the sales and could affect Taiwan's basic means of survival if it renders Taiwan incapable of fending off a Chinese military attack at some future time when the U.S. is unwilling or unable to come to Taiwan's aid, and if China's rapid military modernization continues apace. The big concern is that the freeze could become permanent. That is because the new U.S. administration is certain to conduct a review of its Taiwan policy next year, delaying any decisions. If the letters of acquisition are not signed by the end of the year, Taiwan's defense ministry will have to resubmit its budget to the legislative yuan, in which the KMT holds a three-quarters majority, and then all the arms budget items will be reopened for discussion. The decision to freeze the processing of the arms package predated Ma's presidential victory. Rupert Hammond Chambers, the president of the U.S.-Taiwan Business Council, told the Taipei Times. He said the decision was made before last Christmas at the highest level of the administration, and indeed by the president himself, he said. Hammond Chambers, whose organization includes the major U.S. defense contractors who supply the lion's share of U.S. weapons sold to Taiwan, said that Washington is not just playing team ball or reacting to Taipei's request. He felt that Ma's government has not ruled out future arms purchases, but just fears a public announcement coming at an embarrassing time could hurt his efforts to improve relations with Beijing. Hammond Chambers said that the items in question were far from the stage in the process where they will go to Congress for the 30-day review. Only after that review would the Pentagon's Defense Security Cooperation Agency make the planned sale public. And that's the time that China traditionally raises a verbal stink. But we are a way off away from that. So why did the Bush administration stop so early on? He said, if they were playing team ball, surely they would walk this process all the way up to the 30-day notification period and then hold back. As a result, Hammond Chambers is critical of the Bush administration. In recent years, he noted, there has been an extremely ugly battle in the legislature over the arms issue, and it has hurt U.S.-Taiwan relations in a very profound way. To not back this now jeopardizes all that we have gone through to reach a point now where we are finally able to tie this down, and for the U.S. to undermine that is highly questionable. It's more than disappointing. It's counterproductive and hypocritical. Tkachuk blames the Ma administration. Taiwan is making a decision to transfer responsibility for its security from the United States to Beijing, he told reporters, reasoning that Ma sees no need for new weapons if there is no danger of a Chinese invasion and that he is confident that China will not invade as long as Taiwan does not declare independence.